going to share some thoughts with you about the Tefillah of Yishtabach, that hopefully our daily recitation of this prayer will be enhanced. We know that we don't recite a Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning of the bracha of Yishtabach. It is a bracha, but we don't recite Baruch Atah Hashem because it's called the bracha Smucha L'Chaverta. It's connected to the bracha of Baruch Shamar. Baruch Shamar is the opening bracha of Psukah D'Zimra, and Yishtabach is the closing bracha of Psukah D'Zimra. Whenever you have a series of brachos, so the latter brachos do not start with Baruch Atah Hashem. But there's been a change from when we began with Baruch Shamar and when we get to Yishtabach at the end of Psukah D'Zimra. Rav Soloveitchik in his Sefer Nefesh HaRav explained that when we recite Baruch She'amar, so we begin our day, we begin our praises, and our goal is to praise the Kaddish Baruch, and we say all these Psukah D'Zimra. By the time we get to Yishtabach, we come to the recognition that it's impossible for us to fully praise Hashem, and therefore we say Yishtabach, that Hashem is praised, Me'elav, beyond what we praise for Him, God is praised. Now the number 15 plays a key role in Yishtabach. There are 15 synonyms for praise. Shir Shvacha, Halel, Vizimra, Oz, Bemshala, Netzach, Dilo, Gvor, Tila, Vesiferes, Kedusha, Umalchus, Brachos, Veldaos. And there are also 15 words after the bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Kel, Melchadol, Batish, Brachos, Kel, Haldos, Adonai, Velos, Abachem, Shirei, Zimra. So there are 15 words in two sections, in two areas of Yishtabach. And this, many Mefarshim say that this is Keneged, the Dalad the Tesvav Shir Hamalo Shamar David. This is like the 15 Shir Hamalo says, the 15 Prokim of Tehillim that begin with Shir Hamalo, as David HaMelech said. And these 15 paragraphs of Shir Hamalo were sung by the pilgrims, by those who were Olei Regos, they ascended to Yerushalayim. They were also sung by the Levim in the Beis HaMikdash during the holiday of Sukkos, during the Nisuch HaMayim, during the water libation ceremony. And what are we doing? By the time we get to the end of Yishtabach, we've gone through the whole Psukah D'Zimra, we've praised the Kaddosh Baruch Hu so much so, that now we're almost like the stages of the Levim, of the Olei Regel during the celebrations at the Beis HaMikdash, during the Chagim. That being said, we at the end of Yishtabach, we say, HaBocher B'Shirei Zimra. That God chooses the Shirei Zimra. Now, what does Shirei mean? Does it mean that Hashem chooses Shirei from the word Shir, the song of Zemer, of songs? What does that mean? Rav Simcha Bunava Pshischa beautifully says that no. B'Shirei here means the remainder of the Zimra, of the song. And he explains that we start off B'Shirei David Avdecha, that we start off praising Hashem with the songs that David HaMelech composed, with the Prokim of Tehillim. We go through the entire Psukah D'Zimra trying to praise Hashem, and we wonder, have we been successful? And we realize that, Mia Malal Gvuros Hashem, who can praise Hashem? Yishmia Kol Tila, so he has to praise Hashem for everything. And we know that we're lacking. We cannot, as much as we praise Hashem, we're always going to be deficient. We get to the Yishtabach, we get to the end of Psukah D'Zimra, and we realize that we failed. There's a feeling of inadequacy. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, that HaBocher B'Shirei Zimra. Shem says that the remainder of the song that we didn't verbalize that remains behind in the heart. So that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bocher B'Shirei Zimra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses the remainder of the song that we can't express. We're limited in what we do. We sing to Hashem to the best of our ability. Our heart burns with love, and we want to praise Hashem more, and that's more essential than the praise itself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses that. So we do the best we can. At the end of Yishtabach, we realize that we're lacking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishtabach, he's praised by himself, even without our praise. He's beyond any praise that we can utter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses what's in our heart as long as we've done our best. Finally, there's a debate between Ashkenaz and Sfarad as to whether we say Amen at the end of Yishtabach. The Gemara and Brachos Daf Mehamud Bey states that if you say Amen after Bone Yerushalayim, then this is praiseworthy. Now Tosfos says not just after the bracha Bone Yerushalayim, but other brachos as well, like after Yishtabach. Why other brachos? So the Rosh explains that it is appropriate to recite Amen as an ending. Kol Siyum Bracha Kein Bone Yerushalayim. Any any bracha that ends a unit, that ends a section. So this would include Yishtabach, because Yishtabach ends a section. We start Baruch Shamar, ends Yishtabach. So anytime we say a series of brachos, and so after the end of the last bracha, so then we say Amen to highlight the fact that we finished this series of brachos. This is the basis for the Sfardim who recite Amen after Yishtabach. However, others disagree. Others say, and this is the Midrash Ashkenaz, that we don't say Amen after Yishtabach, Birkas HaMazon is different. Why is Birkas HaMazon different? There's a specific reason when we say Amen after Bonei Bracham Yishlaim Amen. Why? Because the first three brachos of benching are Doraisa. The fourth bracha is only Derabbanan. And to highlight this distinction, so there's no confusion, the first three brachos are Doraisa and the fourth one is Derabbanan. So there we say the Amen after Bonei Bracham Yishlaim Amen. And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Reish Tesvav, Seif Hei. And that's why it's limited to Bonei Bracha Yishlaim Amen. And that's why Ashkenazim do not recite Amen after Yishtabach.